When confronted with the undeniable facts as to pagan practices having been labeled Christian, many people recognizing the truth make the statement, "But that is not what it means to me." The truth is that what it means to us makes no difference. The real question is, what does it mean to God? A good example of a similar situation which should serve as an example to us can be found in Exodus 32. At Mount Sinai, the people, fearful of what might have happened to Moses, broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. We are told that he took the gold, melted it, and made a golden calf. Not only that, but an altar was built and proclamation was made, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." The scriptures say that the people rose up early the next day, made offerings, and sat down to eat and to drink. The Lord said that the people, by proclaiming these pagan practices to be in His honor, had corrupted themselves and had turned away from the commandments which He had given them. These abominable practices had angered the Lord to the extent that He spoke to Moses, saying, "Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them." It is important to consider that the golden calf in the wilderness represented the Egyptian cow and bull gods, Hathor and Apis, and that the cow goddess Hathor was associated by the Greeks with Aphrodite or present-day Easter. No, what things means to us makes no difference. Our only concern should be, what does it mean to our Creator? I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.